Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Steve Livengood, and if you haven't heard before, we're going to talk about bada bada bing bang. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, LaVon. How are we doing bada bada bing banging?
See, you just reel that off. I know you've been saying that a little longer than the rest of us have. When did that pop into your head that that's, I mean, how long ago?
Oh, I suppose it's been at least 2 months ago, I suppose. The whole thing started, you know, with the internet website, and we're going to do the rally, and you got to have a name for it. And so I just came up with Bada Bada Bing Bang. In fact, the other day, Marie and I were talking. I said, you know, if this thing develops, we got to come up with a better story on where Bada Bada Bing Bang came from. And she said, well, just tell the truth. That's the story. And I said, well, what's the truth? We're just driving down the road and it fell out of my mouth. And yeah, that's kind of it. So
that's it. And that's good enough. And it's so fun to say. And I think it is something that if you keep doing this, is just going to spread like wildfire, passing it on person to person. So I want to know, Steve, define what a rally is and why a rally.
Okay. The military vehicle owners, they have what they are called rallies, and that's actually the way the whole thing started. There's a website on the internet. I'm a member there, and a new guy signed up and said, are there any rallies in Iowa? Because it's a military vehicle website. And I said, no, there aren't any, and so we would have one in Atlantic, and that's kind of how it developed. But most of the times, a rally is like a Friday evening, Saturday, Sunday. They have swap meets. There's encampments. They have reenactors and battles and all that sort of thing. And some of the rallies even have a course where you drive your vehicle, you know, drive a tank or whatever else. I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to do that much right off of the get-go. Plus, I wanted to do it at the Armory because it's kind of the location for it. And we don't have space for all of that thing. As the years go by, we'll probably get that big where it's actually going to be multiple days. For our purposes, right off the get-go, we're just doing it for one day.
Okay. And a rally is just, why do you do it? I mean, you told me kind of all the things that can be involved. Why do you guys do this?
Okay. If you're a military collector, you collect military stuff. If you have helmets, for instance. Okay, so you can grab your helmet and you take it down and you put it in a cabinet in the library, and people come to the library and, oh, look, a helmet. If you collect military or own military vehicles, they don't often fit in the cabinet at the library. And so you're looking for a place to bring your vehicle, and so that people will come down and they'll look at it because, you know, you're really proud of your vehicle. It's not unlike a car show where you have a really neat 71 Mustang and you want people to see it. It's just that you don't see so many of these military vehicles. So you get them all together and people come in and you look at them. Much like a car show, the guy that has the 71 Mustang, he's kind of interested in the Thunderbird too. So if you come to a rally and you've got a Jeep, you're kind of interested in the Cannon, or you really like to know about that half track or something like that. So the other owner operators are just as interested in the vehicles as the public is, but you need a place for the public to come see it.
Okay, good explanation. And we do kind of need to separate here that there are activities for the owner-operators that are part of the rally. There's also going to be a time and a place for the public to come and see what's going on. So let's start with the rally. What time are people kind of the main activities for the owner-operators? Kind of when's the start of the day, when's the end of the day? And we should say it's this Saturday.
It is this Saturday, except the start of the day isn't Saturday. The start of the day is Friday. That's when they're starting to show up. Some of them are bringing multiple vehicles, and they want to bring them in, and so they're going to be busy Saturday, and they don't have time to mess with the truck. So the vehicles are actually starting to come in on Friday. We'll store them inside the building down here. Saturday, the vehicles that haven't come in yet, we've got a large group from Nebraska that's coming over there, bringing 6-8 of them somewhere in there. They say they're going to be here about 9:30. We'll have some local folks, Griswold and Lewis and that sort of thing, that really aren't quite that far away, so who knows when they'll show up. Everybody else is supposed to show up at 10. So the owner-operators will show up at 10. It's not really open for the public for then because we're going to have to block off the parking lot. Somehow I got to figure out how to get 29 vehicles out here in the parking lot. I don't know how I'm going to do that yet. But there'll be no place for the public, and we don't really want them in the parking lot because when you've been run over by a half track, that's just all there is to it. You just don't want to get run over by a half track. So we'll have it blocked off for the parking lot for the public. We get the vehicles parked, and then they're stagnant. Then I got to have a little bit of a briefing for the owners because, you know, it's like, how do you want to run it, Steve? And so we'll tell them kind of what I want to do. We're talking about the crews, and so we have to have a safety briefing there. That will all be done by 10:30. I'm asking the public to come down at 11. Of course, you're going to come down at 9 or Friday, whenever you want to. I don't know. But you understand the logic is, if you come down early, you're going to distract the owner-operators. Come down at 11. You've got all afternoon. At 3 o'clock, the parking lot will be full. We're going to shoot some cannons. That will give us 30 minutes to clear out the parking lot. When the parking lot is cleared, because we don't want you to get run over, then the vehicles will leave the parking lot. We're going to go on the cruise.
Okay, cruise is, you told me earlier, is a little different than parade.
Right. I've called it a cruise from the get-go, although I had to get a parade permit from the city council. The city council doesn't have a cruise permit. It's not a parade. It's not the traditional parade route. It's not downtown. We're not going to throw Tootsie Rolls from the vehicles and the kids line the street and all that. There are no marching bands or any of that stuff. It's a cruise. We're going to head south on Poplar, go on south side to Courthouse, head east, pick up Chestnut, take Chestnut out of town, which is kind of an odd thing for a parade to drive out of town, but we're going to drive out of town on Chestnut. Clear out to 22nd Street, do a right turn on 22nd Street, cruise along the Country Club and the new condominiums up there on the hill. We'll go down to the Put-em-up, turn on Sunnyside, come in back into town on Sunnyside, 10th Street. We're going to end up at the tennis courts and the ball diamonds down at Sunnyside Park. That would be a place for you to come and see us. We'll be there for about a half an hour. Don't touch the trucks because it'll be hot. We'll be there for half an hour, more cannon shooting, more machine gun shooting because, you know, they're military vehicles. We'll be there for half an hour. We load up trucks. We come back to the armory. Everybody goes home.
Okay. So to see if I have this right, there are times when it would be really, you're really inviting the public, it would be good times to come and see the vehicles. 11 o'clock on Saturday would be the first time, and then kind of through the day. But then when you start on that cruise, 3 o'clock, I think that would be the time to see them myself. And then at Sunnyside Park following that, about 3:30, those would be the times for the best times for public?
Correct. I mean, if you want to see and touch the truck before the mufflers get hot, sometime Saturday between 11 and 3. If you want to watch them drive down the road, sometime between 3:30 and 4:15, I think it is, somewhere around in there. Understand, it's not a parade. So the streets aren't closed. There's no sidewalks. I mean, you know, we're cruising out of town. I gave you the route. A key thing on the cruise versus the parade thing is these streets aren't closed. So don't park to the side of the street and hope we'll drive by, that sort of thing. Well, there'll be oncoming traffic. So, but at Sunnyside, then there's the time to touch a truck again.
Okay, and I want to mention that you are providing food for the owner-operators several times, but there are no meals, there are no special things for public. You got to go eat somewhere else because that's not the purpose of this. It's the purpose for everybody to see the vehicles and for you guys to talk to each other.
Absolutely. There's nothing here to buy or nothing here that you have to buy. I mean, you might be able to buy a Jeep, I don't know, but I doubt it. So, yeah, you're not going to buy food, you're not going to buy a hat, you're just going to come down and look at a truck.
All right. And you said 29 vehicles?
29 vehicles. They range from a 1942 Harley-Davidson motorcycle to new, I think they're 83 Cuck Vs. It's a commercial utility cargo vehicle. It kind of looks like a Chevy Blazer. We've got large 5-ton trucks. We've got half tracks. We've got bulldozer. There's 10 Jeeps that are coming down. I'm just really looking forward to that.
Okay, so yeah, lots of different kinds of things to see. Now, when we said there's nothing to buy, nothing, that sort of thing. But we need to mention that if they'd like to come in the armory, the American Legion Memorial Building, and have a little tour, that's possible.
You know, that's kind of why we're having it here, because it's the armory, and where else would you park a bunch of military vehicles? But yes, Arise will have the armory open. You can see our new museum. The library's kind of under construction, but at least you got an idea of what kind of books we have down here, dog tags to look at. Yeah, there's more things to look at than just a bunch of army trucks. Some of the guys are even bringing weapons down, so those will be down here also.
Okay, so that would probably be starting about 11 would probably be the best time, any time through the afternoon to do that too. And I know that, I've been asking people lately, have you seen the armory lately? And they go, either I've never been there or no, I haven't lately. So if you haven't lately, now would be the time.
You know, it's the big building on the corner of 2nd Poplar. I think everybody knows where it's at, but there's really an inside. You can come inside. I mean, you know, if we're here, Yeah, it's really worth coming inside. There's a lot of space, a lot of stuff in this building.
You bet. So we invite you to do that. And we want to thank you very much, Steve Livengood, for putting all of this together. It's going to be an exciting day, I think, on Saturday, and more to come.
Absolutely. We're going to do it again. I'll just about guarantee it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Steve. And we'll see you folks on Saturday. Until next time, here's something to think about. Never ruin an apology with an excuse.